Surrey Botanical Gardens' Gene Ponzi, weekends on KTRS. Brought to you by St. Louis Composting at stlcompost.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
This rover.
Oh, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
I don't like
that. Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
I don't care for that. Hey, am I not supposed to have a yellow light here when my mic is on? It's not on.
I'll be rich as Rockstar.
It's not on.
You have lights over there?
This is not like this place to have a piece of broken equipment.
You do
have lights? Yeah, there's a yellow light.
It used to come on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not on now.
Can you turn your microphone off from over there?
No. I don't know. Hang on. Yeah, no, I can't.
Oh.
Sorry, everybody, but just how we do things. We have no discussion before we go on the air, so we have to get all this stuff out while the mics are on. Good afternoon and welcome to the 14th day of September. Another sleepy, dusty Delta.
No,
that's 3rd of June. Yeah. I'm gonna do that for 20 years.
I know.
If I'm around 20 years. I'm never going to let it go. I don't care how stupid it is. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. A lot to talk about over the weekend, and a lot for you maybe to talk about, so you can feel free to call us anytime. That's the way it works here. When we see the phones light up, we try to jump on them. We also start like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I do, too.
Well, this is going to be such a good day. Dan Strauss back from another successful gig for the USO. I'm sure we'll talk about that. But first, since he spoke up first, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll cover first what we did this weekend. We went to the Popeye Picnic in Chester, Illinois.
I saw pictures on Facebook.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We got you don't know, birthplace of Popeye.
Yeah.
It was the birthplace of E.C.
The guy who created it.
Yeah, Seagar, yeah. I think his name was. Essentially the birthplace of Popeye. So, it was fun. It was. We'd been to Chester before, but never for
What was fun about it? What did they do?
They're in the little town square.
Tell
there.
Me, please, that they had a Popeye impersonator contest. Dan,
no.
Give them a skeet and scatting.
Skeet and scatting. Skeet and scatting.
No.
There's the winner right there.
There was not a contest, but we got our picture taken with the real Popeye and olive oil.
Oh, the
I
real?
Mean, yeah,
oh,
there was
on.
No contest of people dressing up like, no, the real ones.
Did you put it
there.
On our Facebook page?
Not our page, my page. I can go ahead and
you gotta put it on
I'll share page. The picture of Archie and I standing next to
the only part I can
Popeye
do is
and oil.
No, maybe I can't.
No,
do
you
it.
Can't do that.
Popeye and olive oil, yeah. I saw a picture with Wimpy, too, and he's...
Yeah, Chester has, throughout the little town of Chester,
is he the kid that ate hamburgers or the guy that
ate Wimpy was the guy, yeah.
Gladly
pay you Tuesday go ahead, man.
For a hamburger today.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. No,
what,
go ahead.
What then?
No, go ahead.
No, what?
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
He did. He kind of had a wimpy voice like that. He was,
yeah.
But he never paid back. It was other people buying him burgers.
So aside from having your picture taken with a real Popeye, what did they do?
Well, at the town square right on State Street, that's the main drag in Chester, they had a bunch of inflatables, you know, those bounce house deals for kids. Most everything was free, too. It was nice. They had a carnival set up with... one of my favorites when I was a kid. Well, I was always terrified for a while, but then I got to like it. The Rocco planes. Did you ever?
I have no idea.
Oh, those things that go.
It was like a Ferris wheel, and instead of a seat, each caged thing look like an egg, and you get in and you sit in there, and there's like a bar with a metal ring on it, and if you do it right,
you swing and flip them over.
You can do circles and everything. But I think those days, I did not know. I think those days are behind me. I heard some creaks and groans too from that thing, so I was like, I'm not going to press my luck with
Why do we trust carnival equipment?
I don't.
Did you ever see them transport that stuff?
Yes. Yeah. And the
it's
workers.
Like they just throw it on a big old flatbed, they pile stuff up, and then they go to the next town.
And the workers running it and maintaining it. Yeah.
Because I just envisioned the guy assembling each ride is drunk as a skunk.
And there are so many
12 beers.
Especially this time of year, because we went to a church picnic on Saturday, too. I mean, there are thousands of those all over the country, and you know all these little amusement companies.
No, I think it's we should be stunned,
but
that there aren't more accidents.
That maybe that's
and who goes around and inspects that stuff anyway?
I think they do have inspectors.
There
come
has
around,
to be a
but,
code.
Yeah,
for,
there is. But Eureka Days just had it too. I just saw the trucks last night going down the street with the carnival equipment on.
But
on
yeah,
the
one
flatbed.
Thing you see, I mean. Their control panels held together with duct tape and things like that. I don't know. Maybe it's a lot safer than we think because you don't hear of
when
accidents.
You watch the operator. You're right. It's no new touchscreen.
No,
it's an old pull
like,
a lever and off it goes.
1975 tractor trailer gear shift
belt driven
on it. So but no, we had a good time in throughout the town of Chester. They have statues for. Each of the characters. So there was a Wimpy statue,
you know
Bluto.
I haven't seen a Popeye cartoon in a long time. There was Popeye and Olive Oil. There was Bruto or Brutus.
Yeah.
Brutus and
what
Bluto.
What happened to that? That sometime he was Bluto. Was it
they
Bluto?
Looked exactly the same.
What was that about?
I
looked it up.
Now, hang on. It was Brutus and was it Bluto?
It
Bluto.
Was Bluto earlier.
And they were kind of the same guy.
Yes.
Great, big, ugly, bully kind of guy. And then Wimpy ate hamburgers.
Yes.
And that's all I know.
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea
was the baby.
Oh, Popeye had a kid?
Yeah. I believe it was Olive Oil and Popeye's kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Unless Olive Oil got with Bluto.
Oh, boy. That's why Popeye didn't like
it. Now, tell me they did not have, like, a spinach eating contest. See,
no.
That's you'd think they'd do that.
They I don't think they did. Oh, they might have another day. We were there on a Sunday, so it went Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it may have been earlier in the week weekend that they did it.
If you think about something, though, why the concept of a guy who downs a can of spinach, and muscles pop out.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
And it was, I guess, supposed to make kids like spinach.
Eat
it
their
didn't
vegetables,
work.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
I never, as a kid,
knew another kid, get me some spinach. I want to be like Papa. No.
Oh, I tried it once because
that's
I thought
all you need.
I would get strong, and then I took a...
No thanks. It's not worth
when
it.
When you're a kid... And you see, like, I remember it was kids run faster, jump higher or something. And you see the commercials. Honest to goodness, if you are a kid, you get a pair of PF Flyers or kids. You go outside and you try it. You think you can jump real high. No, you can't.
No.
You're still a weak little scrawny kid. You're just as weak as you were. You just got nicer tennis shoes on.
So it was, it was a good time. Chester.
Chester, Illinois.
Illinois.
I used to go through there all the time. All the time. Tennessee and back. When we drive the old days up from Tennessee, we always went through Chester. And then they put in better highways, and we didn't have to go through there.
Yeah. It was a good time. Next thing I have, I saw this article today, and I'm glad I read it because I always hated as a kid having to rake leaves.
I love it.
And even to this day, you love raking?
Oh, yeah.
To this day, you still love it? Raking leaves?
I use
leaves?
A blower now.
Well, raking leaves, though.
No. Only when you pile them up and jump in them as a kid.
Because I've never understood what's the point. More leaves are just going to fall. My dad loves getting out there 4 or 5 times during the fall.
It's
and
an
raking.
Old person thing.
I guess it is. Because
in the good old days, you could burn them. You pile them up and burn them. And now you can only do that way out in the country.
But I saw this article, and this guy is saying, apparently... You should just leave the leaves where they are. They're meant to fall under the trees and decay there and turn into almost essentially
fine.
A compost.
That's fine, unless where they're falling is your sidewalk.
No, that's
driveway.
What it did say, driveway and walkways and decks
yeah,
to get them off.
There.
But your yard, you should just leave them there.
We do. I'm in the forest.
Well,
we have tons of leaves.
But go down any other neighborhood subdivision, and people are out there raking and putting the bags out.
I can't stand the idea of having a couple of leaves.
So this guy is saying the leaves are supposed to decay there. This is organic matter. And
sounds good to me.
Released all the nutrients in the soil to feed your plants. So
if you have a yard, maybe you can save some of that money you spend on nutrients and crap if you leave the leaves on your
exactly.
yard.
So,
Sea Hag was another one on Popeye.
Oh, I don't know if I knew Sea Hag.
Yeah, a bunch of people were calling.
What did the C stand for?
She was a Sea Hag. She had a boat and everything.
He missed it.
Really?
And Popeye was a sailor.
Because there is a C word for women.
Yes.
Popeye was a sailor man.
Yeah, he was.
Remember that when we were kids? I'm Papa the Sailor Man. I live in the garbage can. We had all kinds of versions of that song. I'm Papa the Sailor Man. I live in the garbage can, and I don't remember the rest.
I eat all the worms, and I spit out the germs.
I'm Papa the Sailor Man. Yeah, that was it. And, of course, my favorite that we've beaten to death. Remember when Popeye was in St. Louis, and he went down on Olive and thought it was grand?
Yeah.
Can't resist it.
I think it's dirty.
That one
might be dirty.
Well, it's not dirty. It's talking about two well-known streets in St. Louis, Olive and Grand. What are you talking about?
He got lost.
The joke is he got lost.
He said it was dirty.
He went down on Olive and thought it was Grand. He was lost. No GPS. Was before GPS. Goodness. What are you talking about?
Olive's oil.
The next thing I have is I've seen a couple of these before. I don't know, never in a list form, but these are 20 essential laws, man laws.
Okay.
And I'm sure we've covered a couple of these before, but these are pretty funny. First one, all groceries must go to the vehicle in the house on one trip. It does not matter how many bags there are. I've done this with the plastic bags. You just keep...
it's the great thing about plastic. You just grab as many of those little handles as you can. No, I've done it.
So that's a man law, is that... Yeah, it should all go on one trip. The second one, thou shalt always talk SH to each other, but never actually mean it. I think that's essentially guy code, where you can you're good friends, you can say bad things about them, but you're not really mean it.
Right. Women can't do that.
The next one, if you're in a conversation where girls are talking about one of your friends and you know he likes one of them, you should always drop good bombs, basically subtly mentioning good things about them in a non-bromance way. That's
what a good friend would do.
Yes.
So nice.
Yeah. Next one, alcohol is a form of currency. Essentially, hey, if you help me move that couch...
I'll give you a six-pack. That's exactly right. I'll bring over a six-pack. Right.
The fifth one, never take your buddy's last beer without asking, ever. That's a man law.
I'll go with that.
Next one, no grudges. You talk or fight out your differences, then have a beer and get over it.
Women can't do that.
No, women do not do that. Next one, do not date your best friend's ex, even if he says it's fine. You simply don't do it. It can destroy relationships.
Well, depends on what she looks like.
Next one, chill out. It's really not that big of a deal. This statement applies to pretty much everything at any time.
True.
That's probably a big difference between men and women there. Next one, player one shall always... fall to whoever owns the console, video game console. So if that's your Xbox 360, you get the...
Does it apply to pool table?
I guess so, yeah. You're the first to shoot.
Let him win.
The next one, shotgun in a car is a responsibility, not a privilege. If you're sitting up front, you're not the passenger, you're the co-pilot. You're responsible for music selection, navigation, and responding to calls and texts on the driver's phone.
Save everybody's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next one, don't throw a friend under the bus to impress someone, ever. That's a man law. Next one, one offer a beer, except even if it's not your brand. Your favorite brand of beer is free. Your second favorite is cold.
Okay.
next one, if it makes for a good story, do it. No matter the consequences, just have a story to tell. If a guy is engaged in conversation with a woman, don't interrupt or try to piggyback. Find your own girl.
Easy to say.
Well, if your bro dies, delete his internet history.
That is a good one. Now, that's a good one.
Yes.
Get to his computer fast as you can.
if a bro dies while lifting, put more weight on the bar, then call 911.
Oh, you know what? Good one.
And this one, and we have a rule breaker in the building here for this one. Never use the urinal directly next to another man unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah, corny.
And for the love of all that is holy, do not speak to him.
Corny. Again.
Yes.
I do.
Be polite around your bros.
What, it's one thing if you're at the urinal with a coworker, but these people in public, right, who talk to somebody they don't know.
A stranger? Yeah.
That's wrong.
No, I don't get that at all.
It's just wrong.
Be polite around your bro's girlfriend when he asks what you think. Always lay the cold, hard truth on him.
That's tough.
If they help you move, you are compelled by law to reciprocate.
Help him move. I don't help anybody move.
No, that's the truth.
Years later, hey, remember when I helped you?
You're old.
And here's the problem. Years later, you're older. So they'll call you 10 years later when you're old and go, hey, I remember I helped you move.
They've acquired more stuff.
Yeah.
In the last one, there are specific rules to the head nod when greeting another male. If you know them, you nod up. If you don't know them, you nod down. And that is fact. That's the last of the man laws.
I never heard that one.
I saw this interesting thing, too. Pablo Escobar. We
he's a drug guy.
Yes. He's the one that's, because I was confused about this the other day. He's the one that's dead. El Chapo is the one that's loose
right now. El Chapo is on the loose and will continue to be. They will never, by design, they don't want to find him.
No. But apparently Pablo Escobar was 100 times bigger than El Chapo was. And apparently at his height, he was making $420 million a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
He saw his wealth grow so immense that he stashed piles of cash just in random farming houses and anywhere that he could, cartel members' homes. And he would just write off 10% of his money every year just from rats eating it or water damage just because he couldn't keep track of all his money. That was about $2 billion a year he would just write off for
he
damage.
He could keep up with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it said his son said in an interview that apparently while they were on the run one time, his dad just burned $2 million in crisp notes just to keep the family warm with the fire while they were on the run. And they were spending, this is the last fact, they were spending $2,500 a month just on the rubber bands needed to hold all the money together.
You know what? They're right there. Tells you how much money you're talking about. $2,500 a month for rubber bands to hold $100 bills.
I mean, how cheap are rubber bands?
That's a lot of money.
It said he, at the height of his power, he supplied about 80% of the world's cocaine.
Man.
He smuggled 15 tons of it into the U.S. per day.
15 tons?
So that's,
per day.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But here's what you have to look at. Look at that amount, 15 tons a day, into the United States, which means every other person you know, it does coke. I'm not kidding. That's a lot of coke users.
Yeah.
And I think most people would be surprised at how many people you know that you don't realize do cocaine. It's a
I wonder if it's still as big as it was back, because that was like the 80s, I think, when he was huge. I wouldn't know. So
I think it is.
Couple more things here. I found this website the other day.
For those who just joined us, you're listening to Peon's new show. He has the 3:30 block.
Wow.
Welcome to the lineup. We got Kilcoin, Carney, Peon, and then we'll follow at 3:30.
Shortest show ever.
Cocaine's not as big as heroin is right now. Cocaine is.
Oh, I think cocaine. I don't know. I know anything about it.
Heroin's cheaper to get, and cocaine is more expensive to get.
That I can't help you with.
But I've come across this problem where not knowing where to go out to eat, you know, you always go, we always go to the same place.
Right.
You find.
Right.
So this website is, and it's an acronym. It's essentially what the F should I go, where the F should I go to eat? It's WTFSIGTE.com. And essentially you go to that website and it says, where the F are you? And you type in your city and then you click on the button that says, find me a place to effing eat. And then and then randomly just in your neighborhood, it'll pick a restaurant out for you. So that's WTFSIGTE.com.
That's great if anybody can remember.
Yes. And then the last thing I have is,
And finally.
Every cable system has a set of music channels.
Right.
You know, usually in the 900s.
I got all kinds of music.
UVerse, I think it's in the, I don't know what, 9,000.
Well, I think Charter has it. I think any thing rather except an antenna.
I don't. Yeah, ours is some weird name too. I can't remember the name, but we have Uvers. So there's a kids channel. So every once in a while, we'll put the kids channel with kids songs on it, just right. for the Archie to listen to.
Right.
So Angela was at home the other day with them, and she sent me this song that was on. It's by Bob's and Lolo.
Bob's.
And I'll see if you can pick up the title of the song just as they start singing. So here we go.
I like it already.
Time to sing about something that we all do. Though it's something that makes most people say, ooh, ooh.
Talking about food?
Put your hands together and clap along. Cause it's time to sing the poo-poo song.
I like it.
This is a song about poo. Do-do-do-do about the number two. Do-do-do-do. This is a song about poo. Do-do-do-do. A little song about something we all do. It's true. Poo-poo. Did you ever wonder where your poo comes from?
No.
How it started up before it even reached your bum. Leftover pieces of the food you eat that's traveled through your body. Isn't that neat?
Yeah, it's neat.
This is a song about poo. Do 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 about the number two. Do 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 do. This is a song about poo. Do 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 do. A little song about something we all do. It's true.
I didn't think women did.
Poo poo.
Not pretty women. Real
pooping on the potty gives you lots of time to think. Is it big? Is it small? And will it make a stink? Pooping on the potty is a great time to remember. Did you eat something good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Sometimes moms and dads don't want to talk about poo. And there are good times and bad to bring it up. That's true.
When you're
feeling kind of funny and a poop is on its way, that's the perfect time to sing aloud. And this is what you say. This is a song about poo. Do-do-do-do about the number two. Do-do-do-do. This is a song about poo. Do-do-do-do. A little song about something we all do. This is a song about poo. Do-do-do-do about the number two.
I want you to do something. I want you to start it over. And they're going to play much of it. I was positive that they said, I want you all to crap along. It was supposed to be clap along. Now, just play it again. And it sounded like that to me. Right, and that would be clever if they snuck that in there. Play the first one. I love the trumpet.
I know. Time to sing about something that we all do. Though it's something that makes most people say,
I'm starting to get sick of it.
I know.
Put your hands together and clap along.
They did! I'm telling you! Stop it! It sounds like put your hands together and crap along.
Along?
Play that part again.
Put your
I'm telling you, put your hands together
along.
And crap along.
Put your hands together and clap along.
Is it just me?
It no, they like, said clap. I okay. could hear. I could hear the L, but
like, my hearing's not good,
unfortunately.
Oh,
and my
man.
Question is: do kids really? There's nothing wrong with the song, but
right.
do they need a song?
No,
like
I don't
that?
Think so.
I don't think
and
so.
Somebody's
either.
Making money.
And it's not dirty. It's not dirty. It's fun. It's cute. But that's not a song kids are going to catch on to.
I don't understand what the big poop craze is in the past
I don't either.
Few years.
I hate it.
Because there's the song now. There's a book. It says everybody poops.
They're trying to make it kind of fun, and it's not fun. If I could eliminate one function, and you could take a pill, and it would just internally, I would eliminate that. I can't stand doing that. I can't stand it. And it's here's a little inside secret. It's the very first thing I do when I get out of bed. My feet hit the floor. I go right in every morning and do that, and I hate it. I hate it. There's nothing about it. That's fun. There's not.
You don't ever feel better afterwards sometimes?
No. Because this is getting difficult to explain. It would be great if everyone were consistently easy. Okay. I'm talking about
yes.
if everyone just done. But sometimes the consistency is weird.
And there's a difficulty.
Some of them don't want to leave. Landlords here for an eviction notice.
Some kids don't want to jump in the pool. That's what I hate about it. And I hate that. And I don't like anything about it. You know, it's the one function. Look at everything else we do. Sneezing, that doesn't bother anybody. It doesn't even bother you. Choo, turn away and it's done. Coughing, okay, it means you don't feel very well. Even peeing, it's just kind of a crisp splatter, brook, river. Yeah. But this other thing, there's nothing about it. It's the one thing that nature gave us that's like a curse because Adam and Eve must have done something really bad, and for that, you will have stinking stuff come out of you. And I hate it.
And it depends on what you eat as to how it smells.
Now, some people, like my wife, can go in and out every time, 1 minute. In, bloop, bloop, out.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I'm in there for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
She's healthy.
She is healthy.
I can't get the job.
And you got your elbow marks, the red marks on your knees.
Well, here's one of the things that she says to me often.
Your legs fall asleep and you walk on stilts when you get up.
you fall over. Have you ever fallen over
because
your legs are asleep?
No, I've had to reach out.
And here's the thing she has said to me at least in our life together. At least 100 times. Are you still in there? I mean, I've heard that. And I'll go, yes. Well, obviously, I am. The door's still closed.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm not sitting here because I like it?
I'm not doing it because I want to be in there.
No, I left.
Because you want to get out as fast as you can.
Yeah.
You want to get out of there and away from that stench.
And the worst part is when you finally get finished and you get up and you leave and you walk out and all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a straggler.
Here's the other thing. I've done it. I've done it, and 30 minutes later, you feel that kind of like a spasm. Oh, no, shoot, and you got to go back.
Yeah.
I do want to mention this, and we're off this subject. My wife bought this product called Poo-Pourri, and I know you've seen the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you something? This is a fantastic product. She ordered it online. It's called Poo-Pourri.
It's like an oil slick, isn't it?
It's an oil slick. You spray it onto the surface of the water. And I'm not making
it. It becomes like a film where nothing can rise up through that film.
And when you drop the kids off at the pool, they dive under. And once they go beneath that surface, it seals back over. And I'm no smell can escape. And it smells like flowers.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. Poo-Pourri. Go online and order it. It's the greatest stuff.
And you can't.
I will credit her with that.
Don't they? They have smaller ones, so you can take it with you. When you're like, if you're at someone's house and you have to do that.
Absolutely, because the one thing you don't want to do at somebody else's house
is
when the door opens, have everybody who's over there going, "Oh, Bob, come on, man! You don't want that."
Because everyone's in the kitchen, and you have those houses that have. Where's the bathroom? Oh, right there.
Yeah,
right off the kitchen,
where everybody's standing.
Yeah,
and then. The worst is you've had not a perfect experience.
Yes.
And when you finally finish it and you open the door, there's somebody standing waiting to walk right in the zone of stench.
Yeah.
And there's no escaping. No. You created it.
No.
I hate that. I'm telling you, if some here, you scientists, I know we got a lot of scientists listening, create something people can take. They got all other. They've created everything else in the world that will just internally dissolve and absorb that, or will change its consistency and its odor. Why not that?
If you could take something and it would change the odor and everything about when it comes out,
that would be fine.
Yeah,
that'd be fine. And I know they could do that.
Take it right off
that. Don't call here and go. Enough of that. We're finished. It's over. You don't have to tell us. It ran its course. Now we got to get caught up. I'll start with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I got a call from Jeannie at Mark Reardon's office this morning. She says it's time for the quarterly look at how things are going. Now, when you hear Peon every day say they get with their clients quarterly, he's not kidding. Every 3 months, they want to get with you and go, look, here's how things are doing. This is working great. We need to move this, change this. This is not meeting our expectations. This is beyond our expectations. And just to make sure you understand what's going on with your money. So we have to set that meeting up pretty soon. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Mark and Jason, markandjason.com, the website you hear mentioned every day. Stiefel, they've been with Stiefel. I believe they're changing the name and dropping the Nicholas. So I'm going to say Stiefel for, I don't know, quarter of a century. And they would love to have you as a client, only if you'd love to have them as your financial advisors. And that'll be between you and them. It'll take a meeting, and that's where you come in. You set up an appointment, and all they're going to want to know, well, they want to know a few things, but essentially they're trying to find out what you're doing with your money, $25,000 or more, why you're doing it that way, and then they'll tell you what they think about it. If you're doing something smart, they'll tell you, this is a great idea. Good move. Mark and Jason. And the website is as easy as those two names, markandjason.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our first check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with a crash now southbound 141 at Dutch Mill. Seeing delays headed towards there. Southbound on 141 eastbound on Highway 70. Only the two right lanes are open at 141 just before the Ursa City Expressway exit there. Got an accident blocking those three left lanes. You're backed up to about the river. Working with a stall eastbound Highway 70 in the express lanes at Adelaide. This one is on the left shoulder southbound 170. Already heavy now between the Parkway and Ladue. Eastbound 64. Pocket of volume between 170 and Big Bend, northbound 55. That right lane is heavy, approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. And we've got some brand new road work to tell you about. Westbound on Highway 64, west of 270. They're adding a lane, but while they add that lane, they need to shorten those merges and tighten up some of the space you have driving westbound on 64, west of 270. That has you slow now. Southbound on 270, ramping onto westbound 270. Same story, northbound 270, ramping onto westbound 64. I should say both westbound 64, because you got to merge right onto the highway pretty quickly there. You still have three lanes right now, but it's definitely a quicker merge than you're used to. And this is for that additional lane that at some point later this year we'll have between 270 and west of 141, west on 64. This update brought to you by Dave Sinclair Lincoln St. Peter's. Dave Sinclair Lincoln St. Peter's will host free prostate screenings with SSM Health for men over 50, from age 50 to 69 with no history of prostate cancer, September 15th from 4 to 7. Get screened and get pizza from Papa John's. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Live and local.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
Okay, it's the Back to Vegas Challenge. So if you know your Vegas trivia, you and your boo could be on your way to enjoying 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. It's all from the hottest new game show in Vegas, Lovers or Losers, with Todd Bridges. What you talking about? I'm talking about you calling 844-83-PRIZE and being one of the first 25 callers with the correct answer to this trivia question I'm about to ask. And you'll be enjoying 3 days and two nights in Vegas, along with a chance to check out Lovers or Losers. And you won't pay a dime for this package. But you got to answer correctly. Ready? Here we go. In this film, Woody Harrelson and Demi Moore play high school sweethearts who get married and go to Vegas and end up losing all their savings. And a billionaire, played by Robert Redford, offers the couple $1 million if he can spend one night with Demi. Was that movie A, Honeymoon in Vegas, B, What Happens in Vegas, or C, Indecent Proposal? Easy, right? Call now. 844-83-PRIZE. First 25 callers right now. 844-83-PRIZE. That's 844-83-PRIZE.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-319-5269. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-319-5269. 1-800-319-5269.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Summer is winding down, and so is your opportunity to get the taste of summer bouquet from Edible Arrangements. Take advantage of limited-time summertime fruits, watermelon, mangoes, kiwi, and blueberries. More reasons to order? Back-to-school gifts for that special teacher. Our newest topping? Caramelized hazelnut crunch topping added to chocolate-dipped fruit. And if you mention KTRS during your order, you get a free 6-count box of chocolate-dipped fruit. It's Edible Arrangements. Order anywhere at edible.com.
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, ma'am. In the interest of getting caught up, might I just remind you of something and invite you somewhere. I'll remind you that I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care for 42 years, and I will invite you to join me there. It seems to me that I hear recently, the last couple of years, a lot of commercials about teeth and about replacing teeth and screw-in teeth and permanent teeth and false teeth. That tells me a lot of people didn't go to the dentist, because the people who have to have that stuff done, you know, aside from a disease or something horrible, didn't take care of their teeth. Now, if you want to join those people and be the one of the people interested in listening to those commercials because you know you're losing all your teeth, then don't go to the dentist. If you don't want to be part of that crowd, then accept my invitation to become a patient at Ballast Dental Care. In all these years, and they've been on the air here for probably 16 years, and in all these years, I have never once had anybody contact me by email, snail mail, phone, or any other way, and say, well, I can't believe I listened to you. I went to Ballast Dental Care, and it's just another dentist. Never. That has never happened. A better example of a typical email I'll get is, I cannot believe that I waited all this time. I've heard you talk about Ballast Dental Care for years. I guess I just never thought that everything you said could possibly be true about a dental clinic. I was wrong. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a typical email. And then they'll tell me in some cases how far they drove. And the one I remember the best as being the farthest distance is 150 miles away. They come in twice a year and are happy to do it. Never again dread a dental appointment. This is a fantastic dental clinic. It is Ballast Dental Care. It is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and their website is ballastdentalcare.com. Do we have any time at all? Dan Strauss's contribution to the Burke segment, back fresh from a USO tour.
Holy cow! Yeah,
It's all yours, Dan.
I don't have near.
You're welcome.
What Peon had? Thank you very much, Frank. Yesterday was the Country Family Reunion USO benefits at the at Mile 277, and it was a huge success. can't thank all the bands enough, and all the people that were AM and the PM that came up to me. It was incredible to me.
I think
me.
Without AM and the PMers, it would have been a flop.
Yeah,
would
probably. Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah, I think so. I think so. So we won't have the complete totals until tomorrow. Everyone's getting together for a meeting, and we'll have all of the totals. But I'm thinking it's going to be really – our goal was $15,000.
I was going to say, I think last year they did, what, 11 or 10?
Like somewhere around $9,000 or $10,000, okay. And our goal this year was to do $15,000. And I think I'm thinking that we hit that. I hope so, but I think so. So I'll find out, and I'll have the totals for everyone on Wednesday.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you get the total and you want 15, and they come up with 13,500 or 14,000, I will personally go on the air and ask people to give more money.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'm not kidding. Man. I'll do it. That's the
you
kind of person
love the
I
troops.
Am.
That's,
I do.
Wow.
You are a big fan
that's
of the
something.
Troops.
Well, it is something, and I'm happy to do it. I'm not just blowing smoke here.
I know. Right. It is.
Anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to
let's close
everyone.
This thing. Merck segment is officially closed. I take a couple of quick calls.
Yes.
314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. I'd like to talk to John. John, how are you?
Good afternoon, AM and PM.
Thank you, John. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
And just as a little added thing, I hope your eye thing's getting better.
You know what, John? It won't. It won't ever. I finally, on ophthalmologist number 16, and he said, I'm afraid you're going to have chronic pain for the rest of your life because when there's nerve damage, there's no fix for that. But thank you. I appreciate that.
My brother-in-law has a similar thing, and he has got some success, believe it or not.
Well, I'm sure there are different issues.
Yes, could be. But anyway, back before the Peon show.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a slight mention of the, you were talking about carnivals for a second.
Yeah, we were still talking about them off the air just now, so go ahead.
And this carnival used to come to town, and it was actually a slash small circus and carnival sort of mixed together. Right. And us kids in the neighborhood, they would let us come over and help them when they were setting up, and we'd get free tickets. And that was back in the day because I'm 73.
Yeah, for people who didn't hear what you just said, they let children help them set stuff up.
They did.
Yeah.
And that was back when they still used elephants to stand up those big tent poles.
I've seen that.
They look like telephone poles.
No, I've seen that. It's very impressive. Those elephants are strong.
And the elephant would just be loose. Under the command of this lady who was also one of the ladies that rode the elephant and did acrobatic stuff up on the swings and stuff. And that's who you took your instructions from.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a bad thing.
No.
But anyway.
But anyway.
Of course, anyway.
Of course.
Me being an animal nut, every time I had a little break, I'd run off to the side of this field where they'd set it up, and I'd grab great big hands full of clover and bring it and feed it to the elephant. And so I had walked down there with this gal, and she says, well, I got to go back and get the elephant and bring him back up here, and we'll set this end up. And while she was still talking, I just walked back there and walked up to him, handed him a little handful of stuff, and said, come on, Tommy, we got to go. And I'll be a son of a gun, his biggest thrill of my life. I turned around to step away. The elephant dropped the end of his trunk over my shoulder and just followed me down to where he was going to do his next job.
Well, I will tell you this, John. In this day and age, no way in hell would you ever have a situation where a kid could go and interact with an elephant that wasn't tethered, wasn't caged, just was roaming around free, and a kid who had volunteered to help out could just go up, and that would never happen today.
You are 9,000% right.
Lawsuits galore. Your parents would have sued the circus. I mean, I can't even imagine that. And that ended many, many years ago. But I remember what you're talking about when those circuses would come to town. And you're right. It was a combination, a carnival and circus. And it was really exciting.
And it was exciting for us kids to get to interact with those animals.
Sure.
And, I mean, it is, as long as you know, an elephant doesn't take a lot of static.
No.
And as long as you were nice to the elephant, it was just like a giant puppy dog.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call. We got to run. But, John, thank you. That's a good story.
Talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I want to one day get somebody on the air for an hour who did real time with a circus, like a big deal circus, like Ringling Brothers, who was there 20 years, who rode the train. What a story they must have, those people, because that's a weird life to me. That's your whole world, is those circus people. And I'm sure there's some wonderful people in there and some freaks in there. I mean, actual freaks, like the lizard woman or whatever. But that'd be a great interview one day. So if anybody out there listening was with the circus, I doubt that we have too many of those listeners, but give us a call. We have to do some good feet. Then we're going to come back, take your calls and play. And then about 4:30, Colin Jeffrey will come in here. No, it's Monday. It's Monday. What am I thinking? Jose comes in here for about 4:15. I'm sorry. For some reason, I'm thinking this was Labor Day weekend, and we had Monday off, and it's Tuesday. I'm all messed up. Good feet. Who has back aches, knee aches, foot pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, migraine headaches? Yes, all of those things are potentially problems that can be solved and pain that can be eliminated or alleviated with a simple arch support or insert. And for those of you who are skeptical, I do not blame you sitting out there thinking, you've got to be kidding me. Somebody has a neck ache or a knee problem or a headache, and you're going to fix it by putting something in my shoe. Yeah, I see where you could put it right in the category with those magnet bracelets and copper things that people wear, which I will tell you, to me, is complete garbage. And I've read enough articles to know it's BS. That's not what this is. This is changing the distribution of weight that you put on your feet by slightly shifting or altering the way you walk and stand. And it gives miraculous results for lots of people. Not everybody. There are going to be situations where this isn't the fix. But for thousands of people, it is. So if you have pain, certainly in your feet, but other places, please, for goodness sakes, you don't need an appointment. It'll take you half an hour, 40 minutes to find out if this could be what you've been looking for. And the alternative to painkillers and surgery, it's the Good Feet store. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area, Creve Coeur on Olive just west of 270 across from Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois on Greenmount Road across from Deerburg. Stop in, tell them you're AM and the PM. Please do that, or go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.